You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Thursday edition of the Gym Class coming your way here at KGYM. Scott Udash with you from our studios. Mark Dukes joining me in just a moment. Buttons on the other side of the glass. One more time for me anyway. You'll see Mark tomorrow. I brought Buttons a present. We'll get to that coming up here in a moment. Good show coming up for you. U.S. Open round number one underway. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball with you as well. Couple very interesting stories, one with a local twist to it. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit and more as we welcome you in to a Thursday edition of the Gym Class. It is presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. And check them out. More information available at our website at kgymradio.com and gives you an opportunity to visit their website. And thank you to everybody over at DuPaco Community Credit Union, the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program right here on KGYM. NBA basketball coming up tonight. Milwaukee and Brooklyn tonight. Coming your way, 7 o'clock. All of our frequencies have that tonight. 7:35 with the tip-off of that particular playoff game. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. Want to pick up the phone and give us a call? Love to hear from you and chat with you and resonate with you. And we can do that at 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on this sunny Thursday. 1600 AM, 102.3 FM, 106.3 FM. That is in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and your smart speaker as well. Buttons, what happened to our rain? As he sighs. I looked back at the radar this morning in the wee hours, and it looked like it was coming our way, and it just kind of went, and it went away. And now the chances tonight have gone down significantly. So work on that, man. Work on that. Come on. Help us out here. But this is the hottest of the hot days, I think, here today. And hopefully Mark's got the air conditioning on, maybe a fan. I don't know. Some ice surrounding you, whatever. I don't know how you combat the heat and whatnot, Mark, but good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good shape here, Scott, and looking forward to being back in the studio with Buttons tomorrow and sending him off in a big way as he embarks on his newest adventure. And I don't think Buttons ever wanted a bowl game named after him, did he?
Maybe yeah, he does. He does. He wants a bowl game. How much does it cost?
The Buttons Bowl.
How much would that would run Buttons? Kimmel got one. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Again, 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you out there as we come your way on this Thursday edition of the program. Of course, round one of the United States Open is underway at Torrey Pines, the South Course, La Jolla, California. And we'll get to that, the big story of the day, coming up here in just a moment. As a matter of fact, our friends at the Greater Cedar Rapids Open, Mark, letting us know that 5 alumni of the Greater Cedar Rapids Open are teeing it up among the, 152, I believe, that are playing at Torrey Pines, correct?
Interesting. I didn't know that. Certainly Zach Johnson, one of them. I'm not sure who the other four would be.
I have the list. Don sent me the list. Yes, you got one right. Zach Johnson, former winner of the Greater Cedar Rapids Open. Part-time tour player Brian Stewart, who has played in the Greater Cedar Rapids Open, playing this week. One Carson Shockey, of course. He has played before in the Greater Cedar Rapids Open. And then Chris Baker, the former Iowa State Cyclone, also has played in the Greater Cedar Rapids Open. He is teeing it up right now. And then Eric Cole, who made the field this week as well. He is also teeing it up down in San Diego, or just outside San Diego anyway. So all right, that's a pretty good feather in the cap for the Greater Cedar Rapids Open.
It is. Eric Cole, son of really a very good player, Bobby Cole. I'm sure you remember him.
Absolutely.
He was one of the qualifiers, as was Carson Shockey. So, yeah, that's a good feather for the Cedar Rapids Open.
0835 says the Buttons Bowl has a very nice ring to it.
It sure does.
It comes off the tongue better than the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. 10 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. Let's update you on what's happening at Torrey Pines, the United States Open Golf Championships, round number one. They had a fog delay earlier today. The marine layer came across La Jolla. They were not able to get underway at just ahead of 7 o'clock local time and just ahead of 9 o'clock Iowa time. What was it, about 10:15, 10:30 Iowa time? They finally got going this morning, and so they're a little bit behind. Might not get the first round in, especially with the conditions as tough as they are, and that pushes Zach Johnson's starting time today way, way back.
It does. There was about a 90-minute fog delay pushing tee times back. Right now, Zach Johnson will not start his first round until 5:28 Central Time. And the last tee time involving Carson Shockey will go at 6:12, obviously 4:12 Pacific Time. So depending on the pace of play, we'll see if those guys can get their rounds in. Right now, a three-way tie for the lead as just about half the field has begun play. Patrick Rogers, Matthew Wolf, and who would have thought, Brooks Koepka sharing the lead right now at 3 under par. They are one ahead of Russell Henley, Matt Fitzpatrick, Xander Schauffele, and Rafa Cabrera-Bello. Other notables right now, Justin Thomas is +2 through 14, as is Victor Hovland. Phil Mickelson also at +2 through 13. You mentioned Chris Baker from Iowa State. He is through 16 holes at +3. Colin Morikawa +3 as well through 14. So a lot of players up and down, as you would suspect in the U.S. Open. Matthew Wolf, for example, who hasn't done much of anything lately, he has 3 pars in 15 holes, but he is 3 under par thanks to 8 birdies.
Yeah, you're not going to keep scrambling like he has been. I'm just going to say that right now. Matthew Wolf, member of the great rookie class of a year ago with Morikawa and Hovland. He's already won on the PGA Tour. And he's a swashbuckler, man. He's the new Phil Mickelson, if you will, with the quirky swing a little bit, with the knee bend and, you know, the all that business going on. Don't try this at home, kids. But it's a, that's not a recipe for victorious U.S. Opens, is to try to keep making 5-footers and whatnot, because they're probably going to catch up with you. And, yeah, the course is winning right now. Brooks Koepka is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Missed the cut last week down in South Carolina. And all of a sudden, and he admits it. He said, I can't get up for those tournaments. I get up for the majors. And he just turns on a switch and bang, we've got Brooks, the major Brooks. Whether you like him or not, and right now a lot of people are kind of anti-Brooks between the Brooks-Bryson thing. I think more people are on the Bryson side, Team Bryson, than Team Brooks, but that remains to be seen. And it's amazing. It is absolutely amazing what Brooks Koepka is doing out there again today.
Well, it's an interesting dynamic. You mentioned Brooks Koepka as admitted as much, and I said on yesterday's edition of Caddy Smack that, you know, it's not impossible to think that Koepka may win more majors than he will regular tour events. I don't think that will be the case, but his mentality suggests that, you know, he may not win that many regular tour events because, not that he doesn't care, but his focus and drive are not what they are at, in major championships.
78 players are on the course right now. Half the field still yet to tee off. And right now, there are only 13 players under par. And a lot of those are at minus one at this time, including the Molinari brothers, by the way. Francesco and Eduardo are both at one under par right now. Not playing together, but still doing quite well so far. And yeah, three-way tie for the lead. Patrick Rogers, youngster, very decorated college career. Matthew Wolf, we know what he did. He's already won in the PGA Tour, and then Koepka, of course. So we've got a lot of interesting storylines developing after the first day, or at least going on as far as the first day is concerned at the U.S. Open, and we'll keep you updated on how things progress throughout the program here on KGYM. Justin Thomas just pouring one in for a birdie on a 510-yard par 4.
I'd have to knock an 8-iron in from 160 or something.
Oh, you're not hitting 8-iron on your second shot like I believe Justin did.
No, I'm definitely talking about my third shot on that hole.
Okay. All right. Now, I think a lot of us mere mortals are probably doing that as well. So, again, we'll keep you updated as far as United States Open is concerned. 319-366-1600 here at 15 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. We will talk some baseball. We'll do that coming up in the back half of the program here today. Well, you mentioned it. We now have – is this officially – if this was television, primetime television, would we – as a college football society, be jumping the shark right now? Buttons is saying yes. He is nodding his head yes. We now have the Jimmy Kimmel, L.A. Bowl, Los Angeles Bowl? Is that correct, Mark? The Los Angeles
Correct.
Bowl? Okay. Not all of us have the wherewithal to throw the money up there to name a bowl after ourselves. If you do, fantastic for you. And Jimmy Kimmel does, and he did that for whatever reason, just to say I have a bowl game named after me, what have you. Hey, when you have the means, what was the Ferris Bueller line? If you have the means, I highly suggest it, or something like that. But again, is this just another sign of, with the college football playoff going to 12 teams, that the bowls just really, even the LA Bowl in a beautiful stadium, new stadium that houses two NFL teams, really, really doesn't make a whole lot of difference anymore?
Well, as if Jimmy Kimmel needs enough, needs more publicity or branding. This is, to me, and we'll let you decide on our poll question, an ego thing more than anything else. Terms of the deal have not been announced, but KGYMradio.com is where to find our poll question every day, and it's presented by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City, thanks to Steve Anderson and his team. Is getting a bowl game named after you the ultimate flex? Yes or no? Again, KGYMradio.com. And this bowl game, Scott, is going
the
to
the ultimate
pit.
Flex.
Ultimate flex.
We did not come up with the wording on that one, you and I.
This bowl game is going to be played December 18th, and it's going to pit the number one team from the Mountain West against the number five team from the Pac-12. I don't watch Jimmy Kimmel, and I'm probably not going to watch this bowl game.
Well, you got to figure Mountain West, pretty good shot. That's going to be, say, Boise State versus a Washington, Arizona. Although Arizona State's now in trouble because of Herm Edwards possibly talking to recruits during the long dead period. The NCAA is investigating Arizona State and what they did during that dead period. So we'll see. It may not be Arizona State, but, you know, Utah. I can't imagine Oregon would be the fifth place team, but you never know. USC perhaps, but they're thought of pretty highly. So we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out.
0835 on the text line, which is 319-366-1600. You think the gym class can afford, you think the gym could afford the gym class bowl? I don't know how much it costs to be a title sponsor. It doesn't have the ring that the Buttons Bowl does it?
No, Buttons Bowl kind of rolls off the tongue. I like it. I do like it. We'll see. We don't have the wherewithal to pull that off right now anyway. By the way, Brooks Koepka just hit one into a underneath a picnic table in a picnic area.
I can relate.
Yeah. Well, there aren't any picnic, you know, areas, but where we play. But at any rate, I'm going to interested spectator to see what kind of rule. He's probably going to get a free drop outside the picnic area and have an absolutely clear shot of getting to the green.
Of course he will. I mean, these players are tremendously skilled. Let's get that straight right now. But you've got fans on the course right now who can spot an errant shot. You've got marshals with the USGA around the green, down the roughs, marking the landing of every ball. If you look at these roughs, Scott, we hit one, you and I hit one just wide of the green, and you're looking at 3-foot rough. You're probably not going to find the ball.
No.
But they have the advantage of these marshals that can locate the ball. Is that a good thing?
True. It is if you're hitting it. It's a great thing. thoughts about the Kimmel Bowl, our friend Matt in Fairfax. Kimmel always has come off as super smug to me. They need to eliminate like 10 to 15 bowls. Going 6-6 is nothing to be celebrated. It needs to be a special game. I think we jumped the shark on that about 10 years ago, unfortunately, Matt. 0623, I'm not sure it's an ego thing. I think it may be an ABC thing, trying to promote their own programs. I doubt Jimmy has any monetary investment. I don't know. I'd like to know that. I would like to. Hey, let's face it. It is. Hey, we're talking about it. So, you know, it's a thing. It helps the brand. 2271.
It's an ego thing.
2271 says, yes, sign me up for the Buttons Bowl. I would watch it. Very good. 8186 going one step further. The Bowling Night in America Buttons Bowl.
That has a ring to it.
With a special exhibition by the Evergreen League during the during halftime, right?
Exactly. You know, I'm watching Koepka's ball rolling under this picnic table, people eating a hot dog and having a beer, and all of a sudden this ball rolls between their legs. This is going to be interesting.
I'm waiting to see what they're going to do as far as this is concerned, this particular ruling is concerned, so we'll see.
Well, the picnic table is a movable object, for one thing.
Just pick up the picnic table and move it. I think that's probably what they're going to do, but remains to be seen. It is we'll see. We'll see. We'll keep you on the edge of your seat as far as golf rules interpretations are concerned here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. We have golf going on. We mentioned that Kimmel and his bowl game out there as well. Moving on to closer to home, Tyler Linderbaum with the first of many, many preseason accolades, Mark, as far as he is concerned. And he has been named a Walter Camp preseason All-American, correct?
He has indeed, and I believe two or three Iowa State Cyclones were as well. Mike Rose, linebacker, Charlie Kolar, and the tight end, and Breece Hall, the running back, also getting that preseason honor.
Yeah, so tis the season for preseason accolades as far as college football is concerned. College women's basketball news. The Big Ten announcing conference opponents today for women's college basketball. Of course, Lisa Bluter and the Hawkeyes making the NCAA tournament a year ago, and 98% of their scoring back, anticipating a big, big season. And for the Hawkeyes, the five teams they will double up against this year include Indiana, which is a very, very good program now. Michigan, not too bad. Minnesota, Nebraska, and Northwestern. Northwestern also a very, very good program. Coming to Carver Hawkeye Arena for their only meetings this year will be Illinois, Michigan State, Ohio State, and Brenda Freeze and the Maryland Terrapins will come to Carver Hawkeye Arena, which makes the Freeze family very happy because they get to see Brenda and feed the Terrapins again, which they do usually when they come to Iowa City. Iowa will face on the road Onefers against Penn State, Purdue, Rutgers, and Wisconsin. So file that away for next winter as far as conference opponents for the Iowa women are concerned. So, again, two against Indiana, which is big, Michigan big, Northwestern big, only one game against Ohio State, Maryland, Rutgers for the Iowa women next year. Not too bad as far as the schedule is concerned, I think. Manageable, if you will, for Lisa Bluter and company. But again, it's mid-June. Who's going to know exactly how it's going to all play out coming up next basketball season?
Yeah, I'd like to see two games against Maryland just because of the quality of Brenda Freeze's program. And you know it's going to be good again. But they didn't ask to use my computer to spit out the schedule. So,
nope, and that's all it is basically a computer coming up with things, and there you go. 319-366-1600. We'll get to an Emil Sideway scoreboard for you coming up in a little bit, and then we're gonna kick around a little bit of Major League Baseball coming up in the back half. Get your thoughts about how things are going as we get into the midpoint on the month of June. One more local story that we need to comment on, Mark, and that has to do with our friend in NASCAR, one of our two locals, and that is Landon Castle. Landon Castle with a very interesting deal. By the way, they have moved the picnic table, Mark. And it's a beautiful lie trampled down for Brooks. This is
as you would expect.
This is a Tiger move here.
You don't like Kepka, do you?
Well, he's brought it on himself a little bit. He brought it on himself a little bit. Our friend Landon Castle on the Xfinity series for NASCAR with a very interesting announcement today, Mark. He is going to, we've talked about this a couple weeks ago, getting ready for the Indianapolis 500 with the Bitcoin car. Now, Landon Castle, who has very much been a traitor as far as that, I don't know, what do you call it, monetary value is concerned, he has made a deal to be paid as far as Bitcoin and the like are concerned.
Yeah, and I think he is the first NASCAR driver to take on this sort of thing. It's a 19-race deal on the Xfinity circuit starting this Saturday in Nashville. And it's a deal with Voyage. I know about as much about cryptocurrency as I do translating Sanskrit.
You and me both.
I just Googled the value of one Bitcoin, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Is it right? $37,762.
No idea.
One Bitcoin equals that much in U.S. dollars. Can that be right?
Buttons?
Wow.
Buttons is going to help. He is on the case right now. But Landon has been a trader of this since the very beginning. Very much into it. And
is this like stocks? You can buy them at a certain price and sell them at a certain price? Is that what this is all about? Because you can't walk into a car dealership with a Bitcoin and buy a vehicle, right? At least now.
I don't believe so, but it would only take one. Now, John from Tiffin, that is correct. U.S. $32,000. This spring it was up to $62,000. We just got, what was it, 37,000 buttons? 37,000 and change right now for one Bitcoin is the current rate out there. Yes. 0835 says, I don't think there's enough time in a day to explain and make me understand Bitcoin. Oh, it's on a downhill trend. Well, maybe Landon is going to get buy low. That's Button's departing wisdom for everybody out there. Buy now if you have the means. If you have the means, buy Bitcoin and bull rights. That's what you need to do right now. So at any rate, that's what Landon is dealing with. So that's going to start this week in Nashville. Both Landon and Joey Gates are going to be in Nashville this week, by the way, racing down there. A couple of our Cedar Rapids NASCAR drivers will be down there in Nashville. Great to have the NASCAR series back in Nashville as well. 319-366-1600 as we come your way at 3:30 here on the Gym Class. And we owe you an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update, and is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They are located behind the Taco John's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids and right across from the Lindale Mall. And, Mark, what do we have as far as our Emil's Hideaway scoreboard today?
Yeah, Emil's did not pay one Bitcoin for sponsorship of this segment, but we do appreciate the folks out there at Emil's. They're open every day, Monday through Saturday, open for carryout. Delivery at emilshideaway.com. A couple games in Major League Baseball going on right now. One final, the Cleveland Indians have pummeled the Baltimore Orioles 10-3. San Francisco in the top of the third, leading at home against Arizona 3-0. If you missed it last night, the Twins did salvage one game against the Seattle Mariners, winning 7-2. Finally pitched four innings out of the chute by Bailey Ober, a 6'8 kid who I've grown to really like. We'll see what happens with him. Twins off tonight. They will embark on a series at Texas on Friday. And, of course, KGYM will be here to carry those games. A reminder, U.S. Open golf, Zach Johnson, his tee time pushed back to 5:28 Central Time. Iowa product Carson Shockey at 6:12.
Yeah, and I don't think Carson's probably going to get done. I think he's probably going to have a very early wake-up call tomorrow morning. I mean, these rounds are taking 5 hours. Usually not that way on the PGA Tour, but this is a major, and you've got a lot more rulings, and you've got a lot more people in trouble, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, you just don't get very fast rounds. So my guess is that he will probably get 12 or 13, maybe 14-ish done, and have to come back tomorrow morning. So we'll see.
Yeah, meaning the second round tee times will be pushed back, but probably not a big deal for Zach and Carson Shockey because they're going to have early they had early tee times anyway for the second round. So tee times will just get pushed back a little bit tomorrow, and hopefully they can catch up.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 at 3:32. We're going to take a break, come back, and have more of the Gym Class. We'll talk some baseball with you when we return after this here on KGYM.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the Gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Come to the Humana Colonies June 19th for the Wurst Festival, a celebration of everything sausage. Wurst Festival is the best festival with great food, beer, music, and the annual Dachshund Derby. And it's only in the Humanas.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
Not many places can say this, but at Fairfax State Savings Bank, it's the 20s again. They welcomed their first customer way back in 1924. Things were a little different then, like cars and how much you could buy with a shiny new nickel. But since that first day, one thing hasn't changed. It's the way Fairfax State Savings Bank has proudly helped this community survive and thrive. They are the bank here. Stop in or visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Right now, new customers have a chance to win $100 in free bets when they place a $1 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $100 regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use bonus code HANSEN100 HANSON100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. Get ready to turn the playoffs into payoffs. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code HANSON100, Hanson with an O, to win $100 in free bets if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. It's always showtime at BetMGM. New customer offer paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Iowa only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Open up to outdoor living. If you're adding on or redoing a deck, take it up a notch with stylish patio doors. Alexander Lumber has an excellent selection, from elegant French doors to contemporary bifold and multifold doors in an array of colors and materials. Select from high-end, architect-preferred brands like Colby and others. Complement your home and your outdoor vibe with patio doors from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
3:36, back with you on the Gym Class on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. We, as always, do appreciate it. Want to remind you, we are surrounded by heroes all throughout the corridor, and the Freedom Festival will be honoring a number of select heroes at the Tribute to Heroes event in a virtual setting this year. It's going to take place tonight from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock, and you can go to the Freedom Festival Facebook page, and you can take it all in. Keynote speakers are friend Chuck Long, the former Iowa Hawkeye quarterback, Heisman Trophy runner-up, Big Ten Network man, etc., etc. Find out more information by going to kgymradio.com. And again, that's from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock tonight, the Zoom situation for the Freedom Festival Tribute to Heroes coming up tonight. 319-366-1600. As we come your way here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM, our final day with Buttons. I brought him a present today, Morik.
You're gonna make me look bad.
Well, you still have tomorrow, Ed.
I do.
I brought him some cookies.
Oh, that's awesome. My present will be going back into the studio and being with him.
There you go. That's the gift that keeps on giving, man. The whole year through.
You'll have to ask Buttons about that, but
I did not bake said cookies, by the way.
Of course you didn't.
No, you would not want me to bake said cookies for Buttons. So yeah, we just got those taken care of, and we will miss him. We will definitely miss him out there. 319-366-1600. As we come your way here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Just to update you what's happening down at the U.S. Open, it's now a two-way tie. Rafa Cabrera-Bello, the Spaniard, coming to 3-under par now with Russell Henley. Henley's got two holes to go, including the par 5 18th hole. Francesco Molinari, of course, remember, what was it, 3 years ago he won a major. He was lighting up the golf world. Kind of fallen off a little bit, but he's at 2-under. Brooks Koepka made a bogey. He's back to 2. Matt Fitzpatrick, the Englishman, in there at 2, along with Xander Schauffele right now. Matthew Wolf, as you predicted, Mark, you just can't leave, although he made a double on number 7. And so he's got one hole to go, the par 5 ninth, and he currently sits at 1-under par. And again, it's now we're down to 12 players under par in the first round at Torrey Pines. If you miss what I've noticed so far and what little I've seen, if you miss a fairway or a green, you're going to make a bogey more than likely.
Yeah, and you're going to have to take your medicine and be patient, go on to the next hole and try to make something happen. And my guess, with a little less than half the field still to tee off, including some big names, I think if the leader is four under, that would be pretty good, but I'm not sure it'll get there.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You mean for the 4 days?
No, for today.
Today. I'm not sure anyone's going to get to four today. Henley has a chance. If he comes through 17, okay, goes to his 17th, number eight, et cetera, et cetera. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. 319-366-1600 at 340. Thank you for joining us today. Do appreciate it. As we dive into the world of Major League Baseball here a little bit, you mentioned the Twins with the win last night as the Twins defeat the Seattle Mariners. You had a very interesting situation today. You had a trade between divisional opponents, which you don't have very often, Mark. Tampa Bay and the Yankees came up with a not a huge trade today, but a trade nonetheless. Mike Ford going from the Yankees, a first baseman, to the Tampa Bay Rays for a cash and a player to be named later. And they assigned him to the AAA affiliate for Tampa.
Yeah, not exactly a blockbuster, but it is unusual to see a trade within the division. Interesting. What would you give us for Byron Buxton, Scott? Not that I want him dealt, but there's chatter out there that, you know, maybe some teams will try to make a play for Byron Buxton before the trade deadline. I don't know. I'd hate to see that, but I don't know.
I would imagine that. Well, I don't know. I would think that the Twins would like to hold on to him, especially after the start he got off to this year. Sox could use him. Now Adam Eaton is on the injured list as far as the White Sox are concerned, but took 2 out of 3 from Tampa. So White Sox now with the best record in Major League Baseball at this time at 43-25 with all the injuries they've had and whatnot. Who would have thunk it? There's still a lot of baseball left to be played, though.
Yeah, and it's still a race. I mean, it's only a two-horse race in the Central, but Cleveland playing some pretty good baseball as well, and 10 games over 500 and 4 games back. Indians have won 4 in a row, including today's ball game. So a long way to go in that regard. But the White Sox, I think, largely because of the pitching, but still a very good offense, that's the odds-on favorite to win the division.
Tampa Bay still with a 1-game lead over Boston. Yankees been up and down like a yo-yo all year, and they are 7 out currently. Toronto still hanging in there. They are at the 500 mark right now at 33 up and 33 down. Meanwhile, out west, it's Oakland and Houston. They are going to battle it out for the entire season, it appears. Oakland with a 2.5-game lead right now on the Houston Astros, who hit a bunch of homers last night, which got the internet all excited.
Yeah.
Oh, Bitcoin has gone up 90 cents. Just from us, I believe, talking about it. Thank you, Buttons. Appreciate it. Bitcoin going up as we speak, Mark.
Shall we expect residuals or what?
I would not expect any residuals. Would not expect any residuals out there. 319-366-1600 as we talk a little baseball here at 343. As far as the National League is concerned, first of all, the Arizona Diamondbacks, Mark, are abysmally bad, especially on the road. I believe down again today. They have a chance, I guess a chance, to go 30 games under 500 right now. Arizona. And remember, they got off to a decent start this year. But since then, it has been absolutely awful. They have lost 10 in a row. They're 0-10 in their last 10, as a matter of fact. 9-30 on the road right now are the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yeah, actually lost 13 in a row, not including today's game. And it is a woeful team. There's no question about it. On the other hand, I think the story in baseball, at least in this early part, mid part of June anyway, is the Cincinnati Reds. The Reds have won 6 in a row, and we know that the Cubs and Milwaukee have played very, very well, co-leading the Central Division. But the Reds all of a sudden, only 2 back, Scott.
They are. Reds have been playing good baseball. Two very hot bats as far as the lineup is concerned, getting some pitching, only two games behind. Cubs have lost the first three to the Mets. I believe they play again tonight at Citi Field. But Milwaukee has not been able to take advantage. They have also lost three in a row, which has allowed Cincinnati to get back into things. And all of a sudden, the Cardinals are showing a little bit of life. Cardinals have won three in a row, and they're only three out at this present time. But the Central is just going to be this way all year. It's going to be back and forth. It's going to be, can the Brewers get enough pitching? They have the best pitching out there. Can they get enough pitching to take the Central? The Cubs' bullpen has been terrific. Can it continue this pace? Zach Davies, the last two times out, almost unhittable. We'll see if that will keep up. Cincinnati is red hot right now. The Cardinals hit a horrible streak there for a while. We won't mention Pittsburgh. They are out of it this time. The Giants, with the best record in the National League right now, still with a two-game lead over the Los Angeles Dodgers at this point. The Giants certainly have been the very happy story as far as Major League Baseball this year.
Yeah, I would agree. And as we talk about baseball, Scott, I think the one thing that I keep remembering is that who are the fans in Eastern Iowa? And I refer to a Des Moines Register poll I read conducted not so long ago. Unquestionably, the Cubs are Eastern Iowa's favorite team. But only about 30-35% of the respondents in that unscientific poll, which means that 67% or thereabouts either have another favorite team, they don't care about a favorite, they don't have a favorite team, what have you. No question the Cubs are the most popular, but there are so many favorites of Eastern Iowans that, you know, we forget about. And I know we go out to Bowling Night in America, and it's across the board. You got Cardinal fans, a Marlin fan here and there, Reds fans because of the affiliation back in the day with Cedar Rapids. Now, of course, Milwaukee and Minnesota and the White Sox and on and on and on. I've come to learn that it's really a lot of teams are popular in this area.
Yankees as well.
Yankees, Dodgers.
Dodgers.
Guy checks me out of the local grocery store as a big Dodger fan. I get sick of hearing from him about it.
It's not Rusty, right?
Oh, no. He's a Dodger fan as well.
Rusty is also a Dodger fan out there. Giants have been the most surprising team in baseball, certainly the most disappointing team in baseball. And yes, thank you very much on the text line, 2662. Yes, the Mavericks have just coach has stepped down. And did see that just a moment ago. As Rick Carlisle is stepping down as far as the coach of the Dallas Mavericks is concerned. Wiggy likes the Twins, by the way. Letting us know on the text line. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. The Braves have been the most disappointing team so far this year. Playoff team over the last handful of years, and they have just been not able to get anything going as far as their 2021. Five under 500 right now are the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And the New York Mets leading that division by five games over Philadelphia, and Washington is tied with Atlanta 7.5 back. And I couldn't agree more about Atlanta.
No, and there's still time. Still time as far as things are concerned. You just cannot bury yourself at this time. And Atlanta's certainly not buried as far as the National League East standings are concerned. Mets playing good baseball right now. But, boy, how concerned are you if you're the Mets about Jacob DeGrom having to leave against the Cubs after three very good innings? But that's like the third time in the last month that he has had to leave a game early. And that's the guy. You cannot lose him if you are the New York Metropolitans at this point.
Yeah, there was good news earlier today. The first doctor that DeGrom went to didn't find any structural damage or any damage whatsoever. So it might have been some discomfort. I think he was going to see a second doctor and check it out a little bit further. But yeah, that's a guy you can't afford to lose. And if he's had some discomfort a couple, three different times, that's kind of a red flag.
I would agree. I would agree about that. And on the text line, talking about the Braves, 93-55, letting us know the Braves pitching is awful. The offense is good, and yep, everything else bad, pitching-wise, as far as the Atlanta Braves are concerned. Can't really, so far anyway, you cannot really argue with that, as a matter of fact. Charlie Morton, not been great. I mean, up and down the line, ERAs in the fours and fives as far as Braves starters are concerned.
Yeah, more than ever, pitching is going to win out this year, I think. And the good teams, you see them at the top of the divisions by and large. The teams that are pitching very well are leading the divisions, and as it should be. We'll see come Monday when Major League Baseball starts cracking down on pitchers using illegal substances. We'll see, you know, what effect that has on the game. I think it's a pretty weak penalty. It's 10 games. For starting pitcher, that's 2 games.
Yeah.
It's not 10 games.
Huh. Correct.
So we'll see what effect that has on things.
0835 on the text line. NL Central is always a good race. Just a matter of what two teams cool off down the stretch. Being a Cub fan, I think a starting pitcher, maybe a second baseman or an outfielder, could go a long way down the stretch. Yeah. That's going to be the big question as far as the Cubs are concerned in the next few weeks. It's up 83. Our Bitcoin update up only 80. It's down 7 cents. No, up 83. $3. Oh, it continues to skyrocket since we started.
I want a piece of this action. Come on.
Thank you, Buttons. Buttons with our Bitcoin update here on the Gym Class program here on KGYM. We'll see. Are the Cubs, I mean, you're in first place right now or tied. You're going to be very close. You're going to be in this thing. Do you roll the dice? Do you try to make a trade? Maybe not a blockbuster or anything like that, but do you try to get somebody in there that could help? A bat, what have you? Same thing as far as the Brewers are concerned. They don't have quite the situation that the Cubs do with impending free agency around the corner with some of the guys. And you got to make that decision. You want to go for it one more time, or do you want to possibly, I don't know. I'm glad I am not making that decision right now for the Chicago Cubs.
No, I think at a minimum, you got to stand pat, and a maximum, you got to be a player to strengthen any areas of the team that you think need strengthening. And I think that's true not only with the Cubs, but any other team that's in contention right now. I mentioned the Reds, you know. What do the Reds need strengthening? And you know, you got a chance right now through 65 games, less than 100 more to go, but you got to think about you know, what moves you may or may not want to make, or you believe that you have a team to contend right now and stand pat.
And what are the White Sox going to do with all the injuries? Very loaded farm system as far as the Sox are concerned. Do they trade for somebody that can help them down the stretch? Sounds like Eloy Jimenez will be back toward the end of the year. Nick Madrigal will not be. Who knows about Luis Robert out there? But do you make a move like that? Pitching has been terrific as far as the White Sox are concerned, between Lance Lynn and Keuchel and Giolito, Carlos Rodon, certainly. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. But, again, that's what those general managers and folks in the front office, that's why they get the big bucks out there, certainly. We'll take a break, come back, wrap things up here in the Thursday edition of the Gym Class. Stay with us. More to come after this here on KGYM.
After a quiet summer last year, the Linn County Fair is back with a bang. Get together with all your favorite people at the Linn County Fair. The drinks are cold, the treats are tasty, and there's fun for everyone. Come join us at the fair, June 23rd through 27th. Rock out at our Hometown Heroes concert, Thursday, June 24th. Sponsored by Kruger Seeds. The fun begins at 7 p.m. in the grandstand and features Pinnacon Drift, Crazy Delicious, and Vice Box. First responders get in free with proof of ID. For ticket information, go to thelinncountyfair.com. Bring your family to the Linn County Fair, located in Central City, just 15 minutes north of Marion, Wednesday, June 23rd through Sunday, June 27th. Thank you to our major sponsors, SPS Inc., Iowa's News Now, Copyworks, and Mediacom. Get all the details at thelinncountyfair.com, where great memories are made.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Get the tool you need to finish your projects with Metabo Pneumatic Nailers. Choose from our selection of in-stock roofing, framing, or finish nailers. They are quick and easy to use and are now all 11% off. Get 11% off everything at Menards. Good through June 19th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Back with you in the Gym Class here. Coming up on 3:56, aloha to Buttons. I gave him one final assignment, and it is unfortunately a sad one. Yes, 64-29, we were going to mention this sort of the end of the program. He beat me to it yesterday. I think last night, as a matter of fact. The entertainment industry, we lost Mark Frank Bonner. Do you know who Frank Bonner is?
I don't know.
Frank Bonner played the one and only Herb Tarlick from WKRP in Cincinnati, the salesman with the flashy wardrobe and whatnot. Certainly not anything like our people here in the building, but he was a lot of fun on one of the most underrated shows of our time and all time, WKRP in Cincinnati. Of course, we're radio people, so we loved WKRP, but he asks 6429, I wonder how many people in the radio industry were inspired to some extent by WKRP in Cincinnati. I know I was. A smart, funny, and well-written show. And rest in peace to Frank Bonner, who played Herb Tarlick from WKRP in Cincinnati. He will be missed out there, certainly. Great ensemble cast that they put together for that. Gordon Jump, of course, the station manager and owner. Some great, great people out there. Buttons, thank you for everything. Hope you enjoy the cookies. And don't be a stranger. Please come back. We need any weather. If it ever rains again in eastern Iowa, we will be sure to call you and get a weather update. You and Mark will set sail tomorrow through the 3 o'clock hour. And certainly you're going to have a discussion topic tomorrow, correct, Mark?
Yeah, we are, and I would think the Buttons would come back for the next Westminster Kennel Club dog show results.
Oh, he's shaking his head, yes.
We'll see about that, yeah. But tomorrow, in recognition of Father's Day this weekend, I thought we'd toss around this topic, and that is the most memorable sports moments with your father.
Oh, awesome.
Go ahead and think about it right now, and we'll tackle that at the last portion of the show tomorrow.
Yeah, 97 and 98 Indianapolis 500s. We tried to go to the 97 one and got about 12 laps in 3 days, and so we came back from the 98 one because of rain. So that would probably be mine. But have fun with that tomorrow. Buttons, thank you for everything. Thanks to everybody out there. We appreciate it. Todd and Alex coming your way next here on KGYM.
Friends, if you're in a job you can't stand or worried your unemployment benefits will be ending, you need to go to mycomputercareer.edu and fill out the free career evaluation form. I've personally spoken to them, and apparently, employers are lining up to hire their graduates. In as little as 4 months, you could start your career in the growing cybersecurity and networking